This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As we speak, our general manager Landry Fields is talking to the media about the deals that went down. And this is the guy, Mike, that we wanted to certainly hear from. And we're going to get a chance to hear from him. So stay tuned. We'll play some of that stuff for you a little bit later on. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll also tell you what Steve Kuhnen said to us literally 20 minutes ago about the deals and the trades coming up. But as we talked about, and Mike, we've been debating this, and so we need to get back into it for those who missed it. Thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Lamar Jackson does not win the MVP last night. And if this is something like you go, well, what's the big deal? When you put up better numbers in a year after you won the MVP,
right?
And it is pretty much a consensus across the board that he's having a better year and he won it last year, that you would win it again. And so when Josh Allen won the award last night, a lot of people were like, what? Josh Allen had a fabulous year, Mike, for Buffalo. But when you break down all these numbers, there was only one category that Josh was better. He had more rushing touchdowns. Outside of that, Lamar was better in every single category.
Yeah, and the funny thing about this, at least the AP shows you how the voters voted. There was one turd who's a former NFL player. Was it Jim Miller?
Yep.
Who does what, Chris? What town does he do radio in?
He's on Sirius. Nationally on Sirius
okay.
XM.
Well, this guy didn't even have Lamar Jackson in one, two, or three. He had him in fourth place. I mean, what kind of a jackleg does that? You know, other than you're trying to make some kind of a statement. And that, you know, again, you know, Carl and I, guys always say, well, you guys, you and Carl, Mike, you get into this race thing. Well, what's an old angry white guy doing it? It's kind of, sometimes you say, well, 2 + 2 = 4 on this one. What are you doing? And he didn't, and other times he has not had him higher on his vote. We just mentioned this earlier. Nothing against Josh Allen. Carl said it. Joe Burrow deserved it. Saquon Barkley deserved a shot at it. But you look at the numbers, if you throw for 41 touchdowns and just 4 picks, and you rush for 915 yards, and you kind of make, as Carl said, people say, oh, he runs too much. Well, he didn't run as much in the red zone. He relied on his arm. Neither one of these teams has elite wide receivers that you think are no. Pro bowlers or guy no. You buy the jersey of. You know, they're a bunch of dudes. You know, they both have really good tight ends. Obviously, Derrick Henry, some guys. But so he got Derrick Henry, so that cancels out his season? I mean, yes, understand it. He was able to do some different things. I think Todd Monken also did a better job with Lamar Jackson. He built on an amazing year. It's why I hate the subjectivity of these kind of awards.
Yeah.
But some people just had a mean on for Lamar Jackson, which goes all the way back to when he got drafted. It seems like it continues today.
Well, immediately as this happened last night, and I was like very upset. And I'll tell you why here in a sec. People said, oh, it's voter fatigue. You know, they voted for Lamar the last two seasons. He won 2 in a row. Come on, you give it to him the 3rd year in a row? Yes, if he was the best player
right.
in the league.
To your point, you are a voter. You go, yeah, he's got all the numbers, but yeah, let's do a different flavor. You know, I go to Baskin-Robbins every week. I do quarterback crunch. I'm going to do caramel ribbon today. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. I mean, it's just the vagaries of it.
And here's why I am upset, because I've heard a lot of this over the years. So when Lamar came in the league, he was what? A running quarterback. Runs too much. he, you know, as soon as he sees the play break down, he's going to run.
Right.
And what he heard and what he's been coached on is Lamar needs to be better in the pocket. He needs to be a better accurate passer. And so this year he is.
Right.
He did exactly what they said he needed to do to be a better quarterback. And then in the process, he put up the best numbers of any quarterback in the league, and then you don't reward him with the MVP. Explain that to me. When people tell you, hey, right, you know what? If you really want to take this to the next level, you got to be better in the pocket. Okay, cool. You got to cut your turnovers down. Right, okay,
check,
fine.
Check,
I've got to be more accurate. Right. Okay, no problem. He did all of that, and then they say, nah, you're not the MVP.
Yeah.
Help me with that.
But that's why I hate writers. And some of these guys, I mean, Jim Miller played in the NFL. It's hard to wrap your head around how you would do that. You know, I don't quite understand how you – fourth?
Sick.
Fourth? That's you're one of these guys being a Weisenheimer. At least the Associated Press, I'm not going to give you the laundry list of names. Some of the names you would recognize, I'll give you some of the bigger ones. Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson. Mike Tirico, Lamar Jackson.
Mm.
Teddy Bruschi from ESPN,
Lamar Jackson.
You know, so it's interesting. Some of the other names real quick that you'd recognize. We talked about, is it Mike Florio? I think he's, you know, kind of a jerk. Hey, Lamar Jackson.
Sure.
Okay. I like that. We mentioned Tony Dungy, Lamar Jackson. You know, Jim Miller, Josh Allen. That's the guy we were talking about earlier. It's just, and some of these folks you recognize from our show, Greg Allman. He had Lamar Jackson on. Dan Orlovsky, Josh Allen. And I said this to Carl, Emmanuel Acho had Josh Allen, which surprised me. There was something sort of in the ether this year. And again, it's nothing against Josh. He had a great year. My buddy Carasillo is a big Bills fan. He grew up in Western New York. And even he says, Lamar Jackson, statistically, it's a slam dunk.
It is.
But if you listen to the broadcast, Romo, I'll tell you, Jim, Josh is having an MVP-caliber season. And as you said, it has kind of a cumulative effect. I'm not saying these guys, they hear Tony Romo say something, they're going to do it. But you hear this over and over.
Well,
it kind of grows its own momentum.
Week to week, Mike, it does play, and people want to believe the experts,
right,
when they hear them say that he's having an MVP season, and he was, but when you start being definitive about it and saying he's the MVP, that sticks. 404-726-0929. Here's the other thing that I'm not digging. Don't give him first team all pro if it don't matter.
Correct.
Josh Allen was not.
Which makes no sense.
Lamar Jackson was first team all pro. So again, if that doesn't matter, let's stop giving these awards out to say, hey, this is the best quarterback in the league. Because when you tell me, hey, he's the first team all-pro quarterback, it is not anybody else in the league, then you're telling me he's the best quarterback. And that is why I'm looking at this and going, this was robbery. They didn't put any mask on. They just rolled up and said he's not winning it and took his award, and it's whack.
Well, you know, we talked about this earlier. Just give you some perspective from the NBA. The year after Kobe had the unfortunate situation when Colorado played out in court, at the end of the day, you realize this woman's got some mental issues and made some accusations that weren't true, but his brand was tarnished.
Yeah.
To the point where it's almost like the Raiders, well, Kobe could have won the MVP in 04, 05, 06, eventually won in 07. Dirk did win it, certainly had a great year in 06, 07 when the Mavs got that first title. But nothing against Steve Nash. But it's almost like, let's get something
different,
you know? And to me, like Steve is an amazing talent, and he's a Hall of Famer. We get all that. But it's like Kobe could have been that MVP for 4 years in a row.
Could have been. Should have been.
The fact that Kobe only has one is criminal.
No, Mike, it's silly. Either way, last night other awards again were handed out, but that was the big one. And it's debatable, guys. It's not, you know, nobody's going to take Josh's award away. He had a great year, but this to me was like, you do everything and then some, and it's still not good enough. And that's just unacceptable to me. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We're going to talk about what Steve Kunin said to us about the Hawks and these moves. They're in action tonight. Coming up here on the show.
Hey, man, we did our picks about an hour ago. We did our official picks. You can rewind on the Odyssey app. It was pretty funny. Chris, he likes the Chiefs. You and I like the Eagles.
I do.
And it's funny because a lot of guys at the bar and everyone's kind of got their own opinion on this. I think if I had a dime for, I've heard this week, I just want a good game. We all do. Think we're going to get a game we're going to be talking about for a while?
Well, we were talking about the last time, man. Listen, it was one of the most entertaining Super Bowls we've had.
Right.
38-35, back and forth. Looked like the Chiefs were taking control. Eagles come back. They score. I mean, like, this thing could have gone either way. And we forget, You know, the Chiefs kick a field goal to win this game. That's what I expect, not the Chiefs kicking a field goal to win,
right,
but I expect a field goal to be the difference in this game. Turtle said the line's moved. It's now a pick 'em. So if you were looking at this earlier in the week, it was, you know, right, Chiefs by 1.5.
So if you win by one, if you earlier it was the Eagles by – or the Chiefs. Chiefs minus one.
Now it's basically they're saying, hey – you pick the team you think that's going
to
win.
I talked to my buddy. Now, I don't know if this is a byproduct of so many young people have gotten into gambling, are now burned and are turned off by it. But a couple of our buddies who work in Las Vegas in the casino business, one of my good friends from high school, Mike Napoli, he's a casino host. He was saying the action is, or the amount of money being bet is down. And that may change us to 48 more hours to get this done. But they were actually surprised that the juice just really isn't there. Whether that's part of Chiefs fatigue or not, or people are just cost-cutting and not deciding to go crazy. But they said the biggest bet was a 250. Now, again, from the whales.
From the whales.
There's a couple of six-figure bets, but it's nothing like we've seen before.
No, because people put millions of dollars down.
Right.
I mean, some of these guys come in and they'll drop $2, $3 million on a Super Bowl bet. And it changes the line, and depending on what the prop bet is or whatever, it can sway it one way or the other. But you're right. That in the game of gambling, Mike, that's chump change. Like, that's not a lot of money when you start saying, all right, what are the big bets and where are they going? Hey, as we will continue, guys, and we're coming back, we're live at Twin Peaks, Steve Coonan tried to address, again, I say that because he can't say specific and talk about.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Not specific players.
That's literally tampering. That's the definition of tampering.
And we're not paying his fine, okay, because that's a lot of money that the NBA would drop on him. But he does try to explain where the team is and where they're trying to go, and he had some interesting comments for us. And we asked him, what's this do to Trey? And he answered it, right. but you know, again, Trey has not complained yet.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.